to all our listeners. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for the Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, here at CIDI 99.1 FM. For the next week and a half, we are going to be running special episodes with the candidates for the upcoming election for the Brome-Missisquoi region. I first had the chance to sit down with Claude Badboncourt, candidate for the Quebec Liberal Party here in Brome-Missisquoi. Thank you so much, Claude, for joining us today. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Can you please speak to us about your background and how you got into politics before we get into some questions here?
Absolutely. Well, I have spent 23 years as an army officer. Was with the Royal 22nd Regiment based in Quebec, but I've traveled pretty much and was posted throughout Canada, and I've participated in 5 peacekeeping operations, mainly in Central America because of my fluency in Spanish, and also in Europe during the Bosnia War. Following that, when I did retire in 2002 after 23 years, I went and worked as a civilian for the United Nations, and then I work mainly as an advisor, safety and security advisor, and governance advisor for different departments and agencies, funds, and programs of the United Nations. And so when I was based in Geneva, for instance, I've traveled the world. Last tour with the United Nations was in Africa as an advisor for a head of state.
Now, can you please speak to us about your campaign platform for this year's election?
I decided to run in the first place because I was, well, first and foremost, because of I saw a need to change the way Quebec was governed. I wanted to continue serving the population. I've always been working in service to my country, to the UN, and now to my riding, to my region. And I was not very happy. And instead of grumbling too much about it, I decided to do something about it by becoming a candidate. In addition to supporting the national platform of the party, we are presently working on a regional platform with my colleagues from the different ridings in the Eastern Townships, of course, and also developed a more local platform. And one of my first, let's say, engagement is not only the protection, but extension of Brome-Missisquoi Perkins. As you know, its emergency ward is being overworked as we speak. We are always at 150 to 190% capacity. So we're stretching the elastic, and that won't last too long. So we need to have more doctors in that ward. We need to protect BMP, and we want to make sure that Brome-Missisquoi Perkins can actually develop, provide more services where more services are needed. We have a growing population in Brome-Missisquoi. We just want to make sure that the infrastructure and services follow. My second engagement, this has to do with Bill 96. As you know, I want to make sure that the population here receives the services that they need in their language. And that is not to say that we are in favor of French bashing, quite the contrary. I think the both of them are quite complementary. I just want to make sure for instance, that, as you know, we will take the notwithstanding clause out of Bill 96. We want to make sure that each and every student, be they Franco or Anglo, has a choice to which college they can attend. We want to put back on track the extension to Dawson College, make sure that that college realizes its full potential. We want to do away with the 6 months limit on learning French for immigrants, for instance. And so these are part of my local platform. Of course, well, I'm also working on extending protection and conservation of the environment, in particular in the eastern part of the riding. And on the western part of the riding, we can do this mainly through the agricultural sector. As you know, Bronx is quite the agricultural writing. It's the vineyard of Quebec region. We have a lot of fruits and vegetable producer, milk producer, and we have a large area of farming, mainly in the western part of Bronx-Issisquoi, and they each have their own challenges, and we want to be able to tackle them out, especially the newcomers, the one taking over the family farm, or the one that the people that do want to start their life in agriculture and start their business in agriculture. So we want to make sure that we can support these people. As you know, the pandemic has shown us the importance of having more food autonomy, more agricultural autonomy, and of agricultural proximity.
Quebec has been facing many issues at the provincial level as well. What sorts of actions does the political party plan on taking to ensure the well-being of the population at the provincial level?
As you know, we cannot tackle one problem with one solution. So it's going to be a multi-pronged approach. Part of the solution will be through immigration, but not only through immigration. We have people that have already immigrated here that do not work to their full potential. We want to make sure that their diploma somehow gets the recognition it deserves, and that they may be able to work in their field of studies, you know, be it in the medical sphere or engineering, so on and so forth. Also, we have to ensure that some of the people that have already retired, some took early retirement, but some of them may wish to come back. We want to make sure that to these people, we make it a bit more enticing, a bit more interesting coming back to work when we are increasing the tax exemption from $15,000 to $30,000, for instance, and we're willing to provide more services also to help those that want to or may want to or have to come back to work. What we want to do, there are a lot of local initiatives already. I know we have one, a major one in Sutton. I know there are others in Bromont and throughout the riding of a local organization that have plans and projects to build affordable housing. We just need to properly support them and to make sure that through proper rules and regulations, we can support their endeavor. For the young family, of course, acquiring a first house has always been problematic. We want to do away with the welcome tax so they don't have to pay it, because at times it is an impediment that was talking to some people in Rome Lake just yesterday, and some young families, and they were saying, you know, if we could do away with the welcome tax, that will go a long way into helping us acquiring our first house. So we're looking at all the different options here to increase affordable housing and to lower also the second, third, fourth houses people may buy by adjusting tax-wise, taking out the incentives to buy more houses. Mainly at the provincial level, we will lower income tax for the middle and lower income families and individuals. We will put a moratorium on the hydroelectric bill increase. We will do away with the QST, the Quebec sales tax, on the hydroelectric bill. And we will do away with the provincial sales tax, the QST, on goods of first necessities, such as toothpaste, toothbrush, soaps, shampoo, aspirin, those type of products. So we have a vast array of programs that will help with giving more breathing space, breathing room to all the people in Bromissisquoi and the province at large. We will help young families by ensuring that every children can go to kindergarten at $1.70 instead of having two or three different type of kindergarten, making sure that the young families that want to go back to work, either the father or the mother want to go back to work, well, we help them find a place in kindergarten, so an affordable place in kindergarten, so they can go back to work, actually. Well, at the party we've looked at, we do realize we have major investment to do in all our school infrastructures, be it for quality of air, and just to make sure that our schools are up to code to ensure a proper learning environment. But it's not only the infrastructure we need to work on and that we will work on, but also bringing back a bit more of a better working condition. In a lot of instances, be it in our education system or our health system, we want to ensure that personnel, the people working in those environments, have proper working condition and have also resources to help them, especially after the pandemic. There are more services that need to be provided to the education and healthcare professionals. We are reviewing everything that has to be done to make sure that they receive those services.
Now, you're mentioning all of these things that you want to do here in your writing and at the provincial level.
Well, a lot of those are already in our program. As you know, we've brought out our program in June already. That's pretty much the game plan that we will follow after being elected. We want to work on these issues. For instance, with healthcare, we want to bring back the ratio law, for instance. That's a pilot project we're conducted extensively prior to 2018. And there was a law on the book to bring ratio law in the healthcare system. That has not been brought back with the CAC government, but we want to bring it back because we've talked to the healthcare worker, we've talked to the nurses and different other professions in the healthcare system. It has proven its worth, and so we want to bring that back, for instance. We want to do away with compulsory time off also. And so there are a lot of issues like that that will go into bettering our services and ensuring that we keep our healthcare worker in our public system.
One thought that's on everyone's minds is Bill 96, especially within the Anglophone community and the other minority populations, and what's going to happen in the upcoming months now that the bill has passed. Depending on your position, why do you think the province is heading in the right direction with this bill, or why not? What are its impacts?
When you start a bill with the notwithstanding clause, it says a lot. It says that you're going basically against personal rights. And there's a lot in there that we do not agree with. We want to make sure that students are allowed to go to the college of their choosing. And I always use one of the little story. You may not know him, but there is a now famous baseball players. He plays for the Marlins. His name is Charles LeBlanc, I think. He went through high school, and then he was a very talented baseball player, and he wanted to be drafted by an American university, because that's the way to enter the Major League Baseball system. And so what he decided to follow his dream was that he needed to go to an English-speaking college after high school to perfect his knowledge and his comprehension of the English language. He did that for a year. It was very hard for him, he stated in an interview previously. But he did it. He was recruited by an American university and got drafted. And now he's a Major League Baseball player. That's one story, but there are dozens, hundreds, thousands of stories, and each and every one of them different, of people wanting to pursue their dreams. And I don't see why we should prevent that.
Yes. And as a media organization, CIDI, as an organization that serves the English community, I will ask how you plan on serving the Anglophone population and other minority populations in your riding and across Quebec, how will you ensure that their rights are going to be protected?
Well, by making sure that when we do draft bills, that the bills do follow everybody's rights. See, our party, we are inclusive. We believe that everybody is important, regardless of their language, culture, ethnicity, origin. We want to be as inclusive as possible because we believe that everybody has a right to fulfill its full potential. And we do not want to make laws that will prevent that. Myself, I will go throughout the riding. I will be present throughout the riding, be it in French and or English. Then go on some farms once in a while, and I talk to the workers. A lot of them speak Spanish, and I always find it interesting to see their point of view. Helps us create a better society that way. And so that's part and parcel of how I see working for each and every individual. And I will take each and every individual's concern as my own.
And how do you plan on kind of confronting Bill 96 at the provincial level?
The first thing we have to do is, the first thing we said we will do is getting rid of the notwithstanding clause. And then we want to have a good look at it. I've started having a good look at it and making sure also that it conforms to our own Quebec Charter of Rights and Freedoms and Protection for the Youth. A commission wrote a document that they did present, and I'm not sure that this document was actually helped modify anything. I don't think I'm not so sure that they took it into consideration. I just want to make sure that we do not see anybody's right restricted because of a new law. We don't like the stick approach. I prefer the carrot approach into the language issue, you know, with French language. And I've never heard anybody said that it should not be protected. Quite the contrary. It should be protected and should be well protected. But I believe that Bill 96 goes too far in trying to do that. It does that on the back of some of our minorities. I do not want to see Quebecers discriminate against other Quebecers.
Now, one of my final questions for you, Claude, is why is this election so important? Why should people get out there and vote for you?
Because I want to see changes for Blomissiskoa. I want to and the province. I want to see positive change. I want to make sure that everybody's voice is heard. I want to make sure that the concern of everyone's is taken seriously and that solutions are found for all our issue. That's and I want to be out there and talk to everyone. And I want people to come up to me and say, hey, I've got this issue and this issue. So, okay, let's see what we can do, how we can work about it, and finding solutions. And we have to do it for the riding. We have to do it for the province. And I want to do it in an inclusive manner. There's a lot of issues we have locally that we can solve locally, but sometimes we are hindered at a higher level. So we do have a project to bring in a region's charter. And that region's charter will ensure that a greater level of autonomy per region so that they can sell locally their issues. And we will support the problem solving. We just don't want to dump more responsibilities. We want to make sure that we provide the proper support as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Claude, for speaking with us and being open with us. I really appreciate your time and for informing the community about your campaign.
Well, thank you so very much. It is important that every voice be heard. And one way of doing that is by voting, and voting massively, and vote for the Liberal Party of Quebec.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.